Hi, I'm John Nerrell, and welcome to the Mid-Career GPS Podcast. If you're feeling stuck in your career and overwhelmed by what steps to take, I can help you. As an executive and career transition coach, I help my clients prepare, position, and promote who they are and what they do to show up and find a job they love or love the job they have. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. So let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about professional independence. And I felt like this was a really fitting topic considering that July 4th is next weekend. I hope if you are traveling, you are doing so safely and you are still being safe when you're out and about. Though I have to say, it is so nice to be able to go and masks are off and things are opening up and life seems like it is kind of coming back to quote unquote normal or whatever normal was before the pandemic. And we certainly have a lot to celebrate this year. So I hope whatever you're doing, you get to do so and enjoy it and be safe. And with our nation's independence, it is an opportunity for us to talk about what your professional independence looks like. What's it like to go out on your own? Or what is it like for you to be so comfortable and confident and competent in your role that people just allow you to do stuff? And to do it well and not feel like there is this spotlight or magnifying glass that is always on you. So in this episode, we're going to open up some space and take some time to reflect on what independence means for us professionally, whether it be in a corporate or an organizational setting, or even if you are considering going the entrepreneurial route and you have had thoughts or visions about being your own business owner or boss and what that's going to look like, I'm going to peel the curtain back for you on that a little bit as well. When I first realized I had some sense of professional independence, it happened in my teenage years. Now, like most kids, I worked a summer job. But I was also really fortunate that I had a part-time job that I held year-long. It just so happened to be that I was a church organist. So I would spend my weekends at the church, and I would play the organ for a 9 a.m. funeral, an 11 a.m. funeral, a 1 o'clock wedding, a 3 o'clock wedding, and a 5:30 mass. And sometimes I would go back on Sunday and play as well. And to have that kind of professional independence meant that I was just expected to do a job and no one was going to hover over me and be like, you know, you need to do it better. And I mean, yes, I was supervised and things like that, but I felt like I had the freedom to just do my job without feeling like I was a bug under glass. Can you relate to something like that in your career where you worked somewhere or you had a boss who trusted you enough that you could just go ahead and get the job done? Now, yes, I got a paycheck. Even when I worked, I used to work for Wawa, which is a chain of convenience stores here in the Northeast. And I had professional independence there as well. I would lead a shift. There were certain things that I would do that I just knew my boss trusted me enough to take care of it. It just got done. I didn't feel like somebody was standing there with a clipboard checking everything off that I was doing. Being micromanaged is never fun. And if you are currently being micromanaged, that's not an easy thing to have happen. I'm going to do another podcast at some point down the road about being micromanaged and how that is so toxic and detrimental for us. But there is an element of trust that happens, and it is a relational trust between you and your boss that allows you to navigate independently to do the things professionally you are tasked to do. As a classroom teacher, one of the biggest senses of independence I ever had was when I had tenure and I closed my classroom door and got to do some of my best work. As I progressed through my teaching career year after year, and the lessons got finely tuned or they got better, or I would create a new lesson and we would go ahead and do it, to know that I essentially was the boss of my classroom, or I was the facilitator of my classroom, and that nobody else was going to come in and bother me for that, was one of the best feelings I've ever had in my career. Trust me, when you work with 25 to 30 middle schoolers at a time, if you mess up, it's going to get back. They're going to tell their folks, their guardians, their parents. It's going to get back to administration. Nothing like that kind of flies under the radar. So you do a good job, everything's great. You do a bad job, they're in your room all the time, which is the way it should be, right? We should not be jeopardizing a kid's education. But there was just that thought of like, I got this. I got this. When we have worked, when you've worked with people, and I have had my fair share of them, I'm not going to spill the tea on all the bad managers I've had. That's not right. But I have had some bad managers. I have worked with some bad leaders. And bad in the sense that I say that they micromanaged me. And they impact us in that way that just makes us feel less than independent. It is hard to feel as if you can thrive in your job when you don't have the trust, the support, the cooperation, and mentorship of your leadership, that they can continually develop you to grow in the role and be prepared for whatever is next. Being retained by your company doesn't necessarily equate to, I'm going to give you X number of dollars and you're going to stay for the next 12 to 24 months. In some cases, that happens. But employee retention is also about doing the good things day in and day out that foster, develop, nurture, communicate, support the people who you work with day in and day out that make them say, I love it here. I never want to leave. When you are feeling stuck, and this is a big one. This is a big one when people come to me for coaching because they say, I'm feeling stuck and I'm not sure how to get out of it. Or I feel like I'm in this box and I can't let it loose and I can't get the job that I want and do the kind of creative things that I want. When you are feeling stuck, you may be craving, or you are craving, an independence that is to release you from where you are and to go somewhere else. And the question in that moment is, if you are seeking greater professional independence, is it going to happen because you work for a different organization? You work for a new boss? You are getting paid more? Or maybe you're getting paid less because that's what you're thinking. Like you're willing to take a pay cut just to get some pressure off of you. Maybe it's about being in a leadership role or not having any direct reports. Being stuck is a great opportunity to dig really deeply around whatever it is that you want to help you get to the next spot. When you think about what is next, again, it's that opportunity to really be as creative as you want. And for many people, myself included, have not only entertained the idea, but decided to pursue an entrepreneurial route. When I was doing my coaching certification, I went through a program called IPEC, the Institute for Professional Excellence in Coaching. And it was 320 hours of certification that included 90 hours of in-person training and development. And as part of the program, I had a success coach, and we met at four different times during the program. And at one point, my success coach said to me, "Have you ever thought about pursuing coaching full time?" And I laughed at her. I was like, "Oh my gosh, no. I've got this great job. I make six figures. I work with amazing people. It's safe and secure. I would never leave my job." I left my job. In fact, I left my job, I want to say it was about 8 months later. Now, some things happened. And one of them was we had another reorganization, and I landed in a not so optimal spot for me. For the organization, it was great. They had a clearly defined role for me. It just wasn't fulfilling to me. I wanted to do a lot more, and it just wasn't possible there. And so in thinking about what that professional independence for me was like, I was really at this crossroad between, do I pursue another organization and leverage my skills and talents elsewhere? Or do I pursue a coaching route in opening my own business and be the entrepreneur that I never, ever, ever thought I was going to be full time and see what that looks like? So the first thing I did was hire a business coach. I hired a business coach to help me start putting the framework of things together. And I started doing this part-time. And what I learned in that whole process was, and maybe you have a part-time job or a side hustle or a passion project that you are doing, and you've questioned whether or not you could do it full-time. For me, what I found was that I was in this values conflict. And the values conflict was I could go to my job every day, and I had some free time here and there that I could have probably worked on my business, but that's double dipping and couldn't do that, nor did I want to do that. And then the other part was I would come home at the end of the day and I would work with a client, or I would work on some marketing or some factor in my business. And I would work from like 7 at night until 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was energized and I was fulfilled and I was doing the work. And I started, I would get up in the morning and I would drive into work. And if you know anything about DC traffic, it's not fun. And typically my commute for like 13 miles was an hour to an hour and 15 minutes each way. And it gave me a lot of time to think. And I thought, is this really what I want? And I thought, I'm not the kind of person that works from home. I'm going to hate that. I like being around people. And even prior to the pandemic, I launched my business full-time in 2017, was I like working from home. I get a lot of stuff done. I want to talk to people. I pick up the phone or I do a video chat. And I meet with my clients and I network, but I get a lot of stuff done. But when you pursue that entrepreneurial route, as the business owner, it is not all glitz and glamour. It's hard. It's really hard because there is no steady paycheck. It is about building connections with people and making an offer to help them. It's about saying to organizations, are you looking for someone to come in and do some professional development? Are you looking for a public speaker? It is always, and I talked about this in another episode where it's like, is it always about the grind? It really is about a mindset. I don't think of it as a grind because I love what I get to do, but at the same time, it's a lot of work. My business is not in a place where I can sit here and say to you, I only work 4 hours a day. I only work 3 days a week. I work 10 hours a week and I make seven figures. I'm not anywhere near that. Not even close. But we're putting steps together. I'm building my own professional GPS in terms of my business and how it's developing. And every single year of my business, I've seen growth. And I get to that point where I eclipse last year's revenue earlier than I did the year before. And when I want to take a day off, I do. But I know that if I take a day off, quote unquote, I'm not getting paid for it. I'm not growing the business, quote unquote, in those specific tangible activities day in and day out. But yet, I got a lot of content. I got a lot of stuff that's out there. People will find me. One of the ways is through this podcast. But one of the things, if you've been following me for a while, whether you subscribe to this podcast, whether you are on my email list, if you are not on my email list, go to johnnerrell.com. I've got a great free resource there called the 55-Minute Career Jumpstart. Great way to get on my email list. Every Wednesday at 8 a.m., I send an email out. Every Tuesday at 5 a.m., podcast drops. Every second and fourth Friday at 5 a.m., podcast conversation with a guest drops. I am structured. I am scheduled and regimented in terms of the things that have to get done for my business get done. First and foremost thing that has to happen in my business is I serve my clients fully. My clients book time with me. That's an absolute. Unless I am so sick or something happens that I cannot attend that meeting, we meet and I serve them fully. And there are my marketing efforts and there are my outreach efforts and there's the podcast and the email list and the social media posts. And I am a sole owner. I am a one-person shop. I do everything. You see a post from me on Instagram, it is mine. You see a post from me on LinkedIn, I wrote that. There may be a grammar error in that. I am sorry, but it's just good enough today. And I know my editor, Rich, who wrote my books, probably cringing, who edited my books rather, is cringing at this. But you know what? Some days as an entrepreneur, B plus work is just good enough. It's the lessons that I've learned along the way. But being professionally independent also means that I answer to myself, right? Now, all of this could not happen in the way that it has and continues to do so if it wasn't for the fact that I am beyond blessed that I have somebody who is walking alongside of me with this, who is in my corner, who is supporting and championing my efforts, and that is my husband, Richard. He works a phenomenal job. He's got the benefits. I am on his medical plan. And if that were not the case, this would look very, very differently. We did this together. We put a five-year plan together for the business. We're in year four to see what this would look like and if this would work. I couldn't do this on my own without him. But he isn't actively involved in the business in terms of the day-to-day stuff, right? Because I'm the owner of John Nerrell Coaching LLC. But as my husband, right, he may say to me, did you get the email done? Did you get the podcast done? Right before I recorded this, I was like, going upstairs to record a podcast. He's like, all right, go do it. You know, it's just the way it is. I don't have to do this podcast. I do it because it's part of my business plan. It's part of my outreach to serve all of you who are listening. But I kid you not, on average for the month of June, because I had the Rising Stars event, I have an event that I just finished up last week as well, that on average for this month, I have worked about 60 hours a week. And I know a lot of you out there are working that and then some. But here may be the difference. I have loved every single hour. I would not change it for anything. I love what I get to do, and I hope you see that. But when I'm up late at night or I'm up early in the morning, not so early in the morning, still need to get at least 6 hours in somewhere. But I promised myself on this professional independence and being an entrepreneur that I would only do things that I like to do. That is one of the benefits I have in my business. I only do things I want to do. I don't have a boss that is coming to me and saying, John, you need to do this by 4 o'clock on Friday. I joke sometimes that the cat says that to me, but you know, what am I going to do? I'm still going to feed her. Like, I still love her, right? I'm not going to not joke, right? Because sometimes it's just fun to anthropomorphize our pets, right? I am accountable to myself and to my clients when they schedule a session and we agree to meet. I only do things in my business that I love to do. And in that respect, that feels phenomenal. That feels professionally liberating and independent. But I still felt professionally independent when I was working for somebody as well. The goal here for you is, where are you finding your career independence? When you're waking up in the morning and you're getting ready, are you saying to yourself, I get to go to work? Are you saying, I have to go to work? Oftentimes, what happens in our mid-career journey is we question where our impact is, and knowing we want to do more, how to get there. And if you have ever, ever wondered what working with a coach looks like, I will tell you that is one of the most powerful conversations you will ever have with a coach, whether you work with me or you work with somebody else. To get that sense that you are getting unstuck and moving forward and taking the ownership in your career that you have to claim the independence you want and deserve. What is your career independence? Whatever your role is, you have an opportunity right now. 2 episodes ago, we were talking about how never is the right time for you to leave your job, episode 37. We talked about, what if you just acknowledge you are exactly where you're supposed to be? Well, if you are exactly where you are supposed to be, you now have an opportunity for being career independent when you realize you are completely responsible for your career and where it is going. That, my friends, is why you need or you have a career GPS, because it will help you navigate toward that independence you want, you crave, you desire, and you need. Your job is to figure out what that looks like. Because when you have it, it's freaking phenomenal. And like I said, it can happen whether you are a business owner, an entrepreneur, you are the loyal employee who has worked for an organization for 25 years, maybe 15, whatever it is, but you know what that looks like. And that's pretty incredible. All right. As you go out and about, please remember, stay safe. Keep everybody else safe. Be well. And remember, we build our GPSs 1 mile at a time, and how we show up matters. All right. Happy 4th of July. I will see you next week. Take care. If you enjoyed today's show and don't want to miss an episode, follow on Apple Podcasts or wherever you usually listen. And I'd appreciate it if you would leave a rating and review. Visit johnnarrell.com to download your free copy of the 55-minute career transition jumpstart to help you start building your mid-career GPS. And don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and follow me on social at John Narrell Coaching. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time.